What's up, Rich Risings, y'all? I pray that whenever you hear this episode, it finds you well and feeling good about you and the beauty and possibilities of life. What's good? How you healing? Are you drinking your water? Yes. Are you eating nourishing food? Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my journey with the inner child meditation that I did with Dr. Jane Grant of the Blooming Herbalist Apothecary. I'm going to be talking about church service that I attend the Proverbial Experience with Pastor Bay LaVon, and whatever else pops up, you know what I'm saying? We just going to go with the flow. I have a script. I might deviate from the script. You're going to hear me flipping pages, you know what I'm saying? But all in all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you guys for tapping in with your girl. So stay tuned. All right, y'all. So first thing I want to talk about today is my journey with the inner child meditation with Dr. Jane Grant of Blooming Herbalist Apothecary. You can catch her on IG. I think she's on Twitter, but I'm for sure that she is on IG, and therefore I will be dropping that in the show notes. All right, so during my meditation, I realized that my path of healing is through my children, as well as going into the industry that I always wanted to be in. So as a kid, I really wanted to be in service industries, you know, helping people in whatever aspect I could. So now I am doing that, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted to be on radio, so I started a podcast. I'm getting into herbalism. I am making oils, candles, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just really lit. But this part about in the meditation, I saw my kids, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, I get it, spirit. You want me to heal through making sure that I am a, you know, good parent so that my children don't have to heal from me. You know what I'm saying? There's a favorite meme or saying that I be seeing floating around is, it ran in my family until it ran out with me, or some shit like that. But you know what I'm saying. I love that saying because so often we just say, oh, you know how that's are, what that's are, you know how they are, or, you know, oh, well, your granddad had this going on. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. If we know it's detrimental, if we know it's not serving us, why are we holding on to these traits in our family? You know what I'm saying? So that's where I am. And I'm not saying it like my mother was a horrible mom. Shout out to my mom. Rest in peace. I am saying that she had things that she was not able to heal from. And I recognize that. And I don't want that to be, you know, I don't want that to be my path with my kids. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want that for them. I don't want them to have to go through the things that I'm now going through to heal what my mother and her mother and her mother, you know what I'm saying? I want it to stop here. So, yeah. So it was really amazing. I purchased, so that was really amazing. I purchased a Akashic Records reading, so I'm so excited about that. I can't wait to tap in with that. So, but yeah, so that's how that went. I'm very excited about my healing, y'all, because it's just been a long time coming. I have literally sat and wallowed in grief and depression and, you know, all the things. Just because, like, I literally was just sitting in it because it was so normal and what I was so used to. And this healing, honey, this healing that I have found, it's just really great. But what else I want to talk to y'all about? Oh yeah, so the weekend. All right, so I typically drop my episode on Mondays, yes, but here we are Tuesday, and I'm up at like 6 o'clock in the morning recording this, you know what I'm saying? Because I had a very nice Valentine's weekend. My girlfriend took me crystal shopping, and y'all, your girl loves some crystals. So I bought some new pieces, and I bought a peridot, Oregon pyramid. I bought galena. It's a really powerful stone, but you must wash your hands because it's got lead in it. And I had a really dope experience with it. So let me tell y'all. So me and my girlfriend's Airbnb a Airstream. It was so cute and cozy. So we were in meditation. So she was on one side of, you know, one of those little bunker bed things. So she's sitting on one side, and I'm sitting on the other side. In her hand, she has some Chrysocolla. I want to say it's called Chrysocolla. It's a really pretty, light blue, soft stone. It's really pretty. And then in my hands, I had the galena in the left hand and a seven chakra stone in my right hand. And y'all, like, the energy, the power that we felt, well, I felt, I had to get up and go vomit, like, immediately had to release that energy, because, oh, it was crazy. But I was talking to my Rising Rituals group, shout out to Nefer of the Hood Botanica. So Rising Rituals on Clubhouse, you know, we talk about planetary, the days of the week. So yesterday was Monday, of course, Monday. And so we were having the discussion, and I was telling them about my purchases, and that's when they told me about how I probably had a little lead poisoning also. That was crazy. But yeah, needless to say that I'm going to be extra careful with the galena. What else did I get? I got some Amazonite. I got some blue azurite. Oh my gosh, she got some citrine. We bought a lot of crystals, y'all. I'm so excited to be working with them because I'm getting better at meditation. It was real hard to focus and clear my mind. I kept thinking that I had to, you know, clear my mind, quiet my mind, but that is absolutely not how meditation works. Like, I know that when those wandering thoughts come, I embrace that thought and then kind of push it on back and get back centered and grounded into the meditation. That's why I like to use guided meditations. I can't just meditate to music yet. That's not my thing. I need somebody guiding me. I need a nice, you know, melodic voice telling me what to do. So yeah, so my meditation got better. Like, it wasn't overnight, though. But over the weekend, no lie, like, I'm really getting better at meditation. So I started my path to a healthier me. In the last episode, I told y'all how I was going to start, not eating meat. That didn't last long. I probably went, like, 2-3 days and then had a chicken wing. And then went another 2 or 3 days and had some seafood. So, it's a journey, y'all. Like, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but I literally have been doing this for like 3 years, just back and forth in it. So, I'm going to keep going because I really, really got to kick this meat habit. I also have the most horriblest sweet tooth and candy addiction. Like, it's very bad. So I'm looking into crystals and possibly even some spell work to help me get over my sugar addiction. Like, this shit's crazy. Light a candle with some child. This week I'm trying to to do more days without meat. The days without sugar is very hard because I always gotta have like a piece of candy or something, a cake, Yeah, this is absolutely hard, but I'm going to start start meditating on that goal, because I find that, you know, if I keep, you know, repeating these things over and over again to myself, they manifest themselves, you know? So the goal, I've been eating a lot of cauliflower too. I've discovered that I'm really into cauliflower wings. Cauliflower is really tasty and it takes on any flavor that you season it with. But I've always been a broccoli fan anyway, so I love broccoli and cauliflower. But the goal, the end goal, is to be plant-based alkaline. I cannot say I'm going to be vegan because your girl still like her furs and leathers, like for real. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, you know, how we take from the land and the circle of life and being appreciative. So, you know, whenever I buy leather or fur, first of all, I don't really buy real fur. It is always faux fur. But leather, my leather does be real. And you know what I'm saying? You can't say you're vegan and like leather. So I'm going to say I am becoming a plant-based alkaline lifestyle. Yes, respectfully. So every Saturday evening, me and a beautiful group of black women get together in our, it's like we're reading Sacred Woman by Queen Afua. So what we gather in is our virtual sacred circle, you know, where we discuss how our week been, how our healing is going, what we're doing to heal our womb. Specifically, this group is, we're studying Gateway Zero. I'm on my second cycle. Shout out to Phoenix Simone on IG, who started this group. The group is on Facebook, but yeah, you can find her at Phoenix Simone on IG. I will be dropping that in the link. She's really dope. She is a budding yoga instructor. She has this really dope line of yoga apparel that your girl is slimming down. So you know what I'm saying? I'm giving me some cute fits. Yes. So yeah, go check that link. Not link, but yeah, check out in the show notes her info and go check her out. So anywho, like I said, we be gathering and they share recipes. The homie shared, she shared a curry black-eyed pea recipe with us last week. And I tried it out. And I don't know if I did it right, but it was tasty. Because I'm not very familiar with how curry, like, should taste, you know. Because I've had some curry chicken before, you know. But I don't know, like, buying it from a restaurant and making it yourself are just two different things. And so, of course, mine didn't taste like that restaurant curry chicken, but it still was good nonetheless. And I love me some black eyed peas. I think that in my journey to being plant-based, I think I'm gonna put an emphasis on black eyed peas, lentils, beans and grains in general, because those are really good fillers. But yeah, so that was very, 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 very dope. I enjoyed that. What else we got to talk about? Ah, church. So, I tend to talk about church like all the time, but like it is such a great experience. It is called The Proverbial Experience. It is led by Pastor LaVon Briggs of, I'm getting Pastor LaVon Briggs of the Proverbial Experience. She is a black womanist, all-inclusive pastor, beautiful spirit, and I'm just very grateful to have been introduced to her. I'm now kind of like, it's not kind of like, I am now working within the Proverbial Experience as the director of music and arts worship. And it is so cool. Like, I'm basically like the choir director. And if you know me, you know what I'm saying, in real life, you know, that I love to sing. And so this is just really, really exciting for me. So I just wanted to do that shout out to her. But I really want to get into her sermon. So I need for y'all to go tap in with her. You can go to her IG page. Of course, I'm going to have it in the show notes. At Lavon P. Go to her IG page. Go over into her IGTV and check. And just go back and check out her sermons, y'all. Like, when I tell you, like, be preaching us down, like, lovingly. Lovingly nudging us to just be better and fully embrace the beauty and divineness that is us, that is us, you know what I'm saying? So go check her out. So yeah, in Sunday's sermon, the title was Lavish Love, and she preached from Song of Songs. So first of all, y'all, I'm not a Bible scholar at all, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't forget that Song of Songs was even a book in the Bible. So I was like, Song of Songs, is that in the Apocrypha? No, it's in the original Canaan. And I was like, oh man. So, all right, boom. She came with chapter 1, verse 5 through 7, and verse 13 through 17. And I'm not going to read it. Cause you go read, you know, for yourself. But let me tell y'all, as I was reading this scripture, I was so aroused. Oh my God. So like, I was like, why am I turned on from this Bible scripture? And it really was just, it was what I was reading. Like, it is a, okay. Let me tell y'all what, first of all, Song of Songs was written by a black woman. Pastor pointed that out, that in the scripture, the person is describing how they have a satchel of myrrh between their breasts. You know what I'm saying? So that's a set of boobs, you know, and men, as we know, do not have boobs. You know what I'm saying? Unless you are non-binary, you know, or one of the things. But as we know, in the Bible time, men did not have breasts. So we know that this is a black woman, and so this is a black woman speaking and speaking life and talking about how much she, how she is black and how she is beautiful, but how she is not only those things. And also, Pastor pointed out how when we say we are black, you say and beautiful, not black, but I'm beautiful. Because so many times, and I'm speaking from experience, pure experience as a dark-skinned black woman. So many times, people would be like, you're pretty for a dark-skinned girl, but why I gotta be pretty for a dark-skinned girl? Like, why I just can't be pretty? Why you just can't give me my props for being a pretty girl? So, you know, when you say black, in the Bible, the scriptures read, I am black, or I am, well, my scripture read, I am dark, yet beautiful. Mm-mm. It's and. I am dark and beautiful. Like, it's not one or the other. It is and. It is both. So, yeah. So, shout out to Pastor Lavon. Y'all go check her out. As she wrapped up her sermon, she asked us questions. She said, how are you going to call in love this season? How are you going to love yourself, love your body, love your sexuality, just love all the things? How are you going to do that this week? And I wrote out my list of things that, you know, how I'm going to practice self-care and self-love this week. I'm going to make me some rose water. I'm going to make my candles and oils. I've been just, you know, writing out things. I'm going to do the things that I have been wanting to do. I'm going to meditate more. I'm going to eat more nourishing foods, dance in the mirror more, love on my children more physically. You know what I'm saying? Give them hugs and kisses more. Love on my girlfriend more. And just practice gratitude every day. So I want to leave y'all with that. That, you know, get you a self-love ritual. Get you a self-love routine. Self-care is very important. Pick you a day out the week. Sundays are really good for me because in this colonized world in of the patriarchy of work, don't stop, Monday through Friday, it's you know what I'm saying, it's a Sunday self-care helps me get ready for whatever I got going on throughout the weekday. And since I am homeschooling my daughter and I am now her teacher, like, I really do need my self-care rituals on Sunday. So yeah, y'all get y'all one. You can check out, I have a self-love oil and candle, and I'm working on turning it into a body scrub and body butter. Big things popping. But you can go check out the website melanatedrx.com and get you the oil and candles, and you will not regret it because it's really, really powerful. I put all of my ashe into it. Let me slow down. I tend to talk fast. Once I really realized the need for me to have this self-love oil and candle and put together a playlist of music that make me feel all warm and cozy inside and loving on myself, I was like, yo, people need this. So yeah, y'all go check that out because it's really good. It's really good. Okay, so in this segment of Who Do We Love, I am going to talk about candle magic. I'm going to talk about very basic colors of candles to use. So in candle magic, it's all about your intention. Of course, you know, the flame of the candle puts the power and light, the action to the candle. So I'm just gonna run down through some basic colors to use and what you can use them for. So first, white is good for destruction of negative energy. Brings in peace, truth, and purity. White is a catch-all kind of candle. It is multi-purpose. It can be, if you don't have one of these other colors, you can use white. The next color is purple. Purple is a spiritual color. It's good. It's royalty, spiritual awareness, wisdom, and tranquility. Lavender is about the intuition, paranormal, peace, and healing. Blues, that's light blues and deep blues. It's good for meditation, healing, forgiveness, inspiration, fidelity, happiness, and opening lines of communication. Green is good for money, of course, fertility, luck, abundance, and health, but not cancer, and also success. Rose and pinks, all the shades of pink, good for self-love, friendship, harmony, and joy. Yellow is good for realizing and manifesting thoughts, confidence, bringing plans into action, creativity, intelligence, mental clarity, and clairvoyance. Orange is good for joy, energy, education, strength, attraction, and stimulation. Red and deep red. So you know, you're going from the lights to those deep bloody crimson reds. Good for passion, energy, love, lust, relationships, sex, vitality, and courage. Next color is black. It's good for protection, absorption, and destruction of negative energy, and also repelling it from others. Silver. Silver is the color of goddess or feminine energy. It also helps remove negativity and psychic development. Gold. Gold is the male god, divine god energy. Solar energy, good for fortune, spiritual attainment. So yeah, so these are very basic use for these colors in candles. As always, make sure you're practicing safe rituals, safe practices, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to leave a candle lit, put it inside of something like a bowl of water, a plate of water, you know, don't have it on surfaces. It could knock over and catch fire. Just, you know, always be practical with your magic. Also going to give you the days of the week, the colors to use and on what days of the week to use it from. If you go back to the last episode, I talked about the days of the week and the planets that align with the days of the week. So now you can go match a candle to those days of the week. So Sunday is good for gold and yellow. Tuesday, red. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped Monday. Monday, silver, gray, white. Tuesday, red. All shades of red. Wednesday, purple. Thursday, blue. But I'm also going to add green because Thursday is Jupiter day and, you know, we like to manifest money. Friday, green. But also pink because, you know, Venus day, self-love, heart chakra. I get the green, but also pink. Saturday, black and purples. So also, I think brown, but don't quote me. Yeah, don't quote me on that. I have to do that again. I absolutely intend on doing an episode where I'm, teach a simple candle magic spell or something. You know what I'm saying? Just to give you a step-by-step kind of thing. So next up, I am going to shuffle these cards. So give me a second and I'm gonna be back with the spirit check. All right, welcome back to a spirit check. Welcome back. It's spirit check. Whoop, whoop. It's spirit check. Welcome back. It's the spirit check. Okay, y'all. Yes, your girl be having Amber. So anyway, welcome back. It's spirit check. And during this little moment, this little segment, I'm going to give you guys the message that just came down from spirit. So of course, always remember that spirit, these messages know no bounds of time, male, female, woman, man, child, adult, non-binary person. If it resonates, it resonates. But as always, I tell you to take the meat and leave the bone. And even if this message is not for you now, it could be for you later on down the line. You're gonna be like, damn. That girl said that shit. I'm just saying. Because I do be knowing. So anyway. All right. So let's get into this. The first card I pulled. And by the way, I'm using the black and gold Lenormand deck from Grandma Baby Apothecary. As of course, I will drop it in the show notes. And y'all, I will make sure I take a picture and post the reading. I be forgetting sometimes. I know I've said it and not done it, but I'm gonna make sure I do it this time. This is a really, really good message, and I want everybody to tap in. So, all right, so boom. First card I got was corn. So corn is about abundance and fertility. Corn is about reaping what you have sown. The theme of the card is harvesting. So it says, if you have sown good things, you will reap good things. And if you have sown some bullshit, you're going to reap some bullshit. So this is all about you putting in that work. Yeah, that's it. So you putting in that work, but also putting an offering of sweets out for your ancestors to thank them and go in gratitude for the sweet life that they are providing for you. The next card I pulled is key. Key is about our connection to our ancestors. Key is about everything we need being already embedded in our DNA. It is in our traditions. It's when you think you don't be knowing, but you be knowing because you get that little feeling, that little nudge. That's your gift, your ancestral gift, your birthright. Because I'm telling you, we all have that thing, that intuition. You know what I'm saying? You just got to tap in. And that's what this reading is all about. Because the last part I pulled from my black and gold, my black gold Lenormand deck is you. It is, the theme of this card says inquire, and this is all about the individual. It's a Psalms 77 verse 6, and it says, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. So this is all about getting back to you, getting back to who you were before you decided to come down. What did you decide that you were going to come down to this realm and do? What's your path? What journey you should be on? So that's what I got from my black gold Lenormand deck. Basically telling us to get on our shit, to tap in with our ancestors, to tap in with our elders, to learn the land, to gardening, get in with your community, you know what I'm saying? And tapping into your higher self. The last two cards I pulled were from my Flora and Fauna of Africa deck by Jesse Jumanji. And the first one I pulled is Caracal. And it says, trust your intuition and follow through. Be aware of your surroundings and leap at opportunity. And the other card that popped out is Chameleon. And it says, don't just blend in and hide. Express yourself, assert yourself, trust your resilience. All right, y'all. So I pray that this reading is a blessing upon your life. It helps you figure out some things, helps you get on your path. If you would like to book a deeper reading with your girl, I'm about to start my readings back up. I had to take a break. It was a bit much. But, you know, I'm coming back. So, tap in with your girl. If you made it this far, through this episode, I am ever grateful for you. If you would like to support me, share it. I'm on not all platforms, but I'm on the major platforms of Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, of course, and it's a couple more I'm forgetting. But if you go to my Instagram page, you can tap that link in the bio, and I have all the links, you know, there that you can go and enjoy the podcast on. And share those links, as well as you can donate, you know what I'm saying, we like to pay Black women for their work, as all as always. So to do that, you could do my PayPal is paypal.me/melanatedDope, or Cash App, $melanatedDope. Venmo is at melanatedDope. And I think that's it, yeah. So yeah, and oh, also Google Pay. But all of that will be in the show notes. So if, you know, you feel it in your heart and want to support, I am appreciative of the support and just the love that I'm being shown. You people are really awesome, and I will catch you in these internet streets.